Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, whether you're sitting bumper to bumper on your commute to work or facing endless taillights on the school drop-off, traffic congestion can really take its toll on our daily lives. And now a new report projects the economic cost of that congestion in cities like Galway could be the equivalent of almost €1,000 a year per person by 2040, which isn't all that far away. And that's second only to Dublin. So what's the government doing to tackle this issue? Well, I'm joined on the line by Minister of State at the Department of Transport and Independent TD for Galway East, Sean Canny, and from our Arach the studio by Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, Sinn Féin spokesperson on public expenditure and reform, Mairead Farrell, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Minister Canny, I mean, this report on that projected cost of congestion for Galway, €1,000 a year per person by 2040, that's pretty stark, and it doesn't give you much time to sort it out.
Absolutely, and I think what this report has done, which was conducted by our own Department of Transport, that the three cities, that is Cork, Waterford and Galway, is projecting to be the most costly in terms of congestion cost to the economy and to people sitting in their cars. I don't think there's any news to anybody who comes into Galway to work or to go to college or whatever, that we have a huge problem with traffic congestion in the city, and we have had it for a number of years. And there are, I suppose this report actually sobers the mind in terms of what we need to do over the next number of years to try and, first of all, put in measures to reduce the congestion, and also that's multifaceted what we have to do in that regard.
And how can we be sure that something will be done in the next few years when it wasn't done in the last few years?
Well, I suppose the first thing with Galway is that, and I'm sure you've had it on your show on numerous occasions.
We have the
outer ring road in Galway, which is still in the area of the planning. It's with Ambord Pleanála, and now I think I understand that Ambord Pleanála have asked Galway County Council to do a public consultation on it, which is part of that process. I would be hoping that we would have a decision from Ambord Pleanála before the end of this year. I would also hope that decision would be a positive decision. The project itself is within the National Development Plan, has been there, is supported by government, and what we need to do is just to get the planning over the line, and hopefully we can move on to the next phase, which is tendering, detailed design and getting construction going.
And by when?
It is. I would say that if the Ambord Pleanála decision is positive,
yep,
and if we have no further objections to it, we will end up being in construction in 2028 for sure.
Right, but there's a lot of fingers crossed there with that, isn't there, particularly on the
Absolutely,
objections.
Yes.
Okay, Mairead, what are you hearing from constituents where you are when it comes to congestion in the city? It's a nightmare to get around Galway, isn't it, as the Minister concedes in fairness?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Sean hit the nail on the head. Anybody that comes into Galway to work, to bring their kids to school, to go to college, whatever it may be, they just see, they get stuck in traffic for hours. And it can really be hours. If there's on a bad day and if there's a crash or something, you can literally be stuck for hours to try to get from one side of the city to the other. I just had one woman on to me this week, and she was saying how she lives in Galway City. Her husband works just outside of Galway on the east side of the county. And she said on a good day in her, you know, she was kind of quoting as a good day, it'd be 40 minutes. But on a bad day, it'll take him 90 minutes. And he just doesn't know. They have two young kids. Like, that has a serious impact. And anybody who's been consistently stuck in traffic day in, day out, knows the mental toll that it has on you. If you don't, you know, it really does have a mental toll.
It does.
Because it takes
wears
into you
out.
And it wears you out, and it eats into your kind of free time, the time that you're supposed to, like, kind of decompress after work and all those things. It really does. But there's also...
Can I just put that point to you that Sean Canny makes, that all going well, you know, if they get a decision from Ambord Pleanála and it's a positive one by the end of the year, they can go out to tender if there's no objections and so on, the ring road will be shovel ready by 2028. Could that happen?
Well, look, I mean, I hope it happens. I think that we need it, and we particularly need it for people who are in Connemara in terms of connectivity across the the other side of the city and all of those things. And I might just make one point on that specific issue in terms of people in Connemara. The R336 is the main kind of road in from South Connemara into Galway City. And at the moment, every month, schools are protesting. There's a protest by parents outside schools because they're saying that there's just not a safe access to the school because people are flying down the road. And people are flying down the road realistically because they know that they're going to be stuck in this traffic, you know. And everybody who's stuck in traffic at a certain time will say, you know, if we leave the house 10 minutes later, well, we'll be stuck in the traffic at that bit longer. Like, mm-hmm. It's also having, and these parents are saying it is only a matter of time until there'll be a fatality outside of one of these schools. That's how desperate the situation has become. So not only does this serious issue of congestion have an impact in terms of eating into your evenings, a serious mental toll, really serious mental toll that it has on people because it wears them down. But then it can also have that really dangerous aspect to it as well in terms of the knock-on effect for areas outside of the city as well.
Okay. And Sean, are you convinced that the ring road is the answer here? Because you have the green argument, which is you build another road, it fills up with cars, you're back where you started again, when actually if you invested in public transport, you'd be in a much better place.
Well, I was just going to come to that. The outer ring road in itself is not the silver bullet, but it would be a major additionality to actually help us get traffic moving. There are other investments that are needed in bus connects, and we need to also bring in which we're doing at the moment, the passing loop, to get more rail services from Athenry and from the north of the county into the city. We're enhancing the Kent station at the moment, and we'll have additional three platforms there, so we will have the capacity to take more trains in. We also need to look at reopening the Western Rail Corridor north from Claremorris to Athenry, again, to create that modal shift in transport to allow commuters to get into work, to allow freight to be delivered.
But what's delaying that decision on the Western Rail Corridor? I just have a listener who's literally texting me as you're speaking here, saying that their journey should take an hour and a half from South Sligo to Well Park Road in Galway, but it usually takes 2.25 hours because of traffic congestion. And this person says that reopening the Western Rail Corridor is a no-brainer, but you're saying a decision has yet to be taken on that.
Yes, it's part of the All Ireland Rail Review that it would be reopened, and I'm working very, very hard on that at the moment.
But you want to see it reopened? That's where you're coming.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, and not that I want to see it. It's a necessity, and it's also as we need the passing loop in Ardmore to allow more frequency of trains going in and out. And what we also need to do is to put in a second double track all the way from Athenry into Galway. They're just part of the overall puzzle. We also need to look at carpooling, because if you look at where I live in the north of the county in Tuam, the amount of people who are commuting into work every day, we have private bus services who are doing Trojan work, but they are being hampered because they do not have a bus lane from Clare Galway into Parkmore Estate, something that's on the cards for a long time and which I'm now grappling with as well to try and get done.
Carpooling, so does that work?
Well, everything will work. You see, what you have to do is you have to study the report that the Department of Transport did. And like, there are a number of things, but investment in public transport, promoting compact and mixed purpose urban development, such as we have gone on down in Bonham Quay, right in the heart of the city where you have people there. And also we need to support people and direct them towards behavioural changes. Mm-hmm. So one of them would be public awareness campaigns of getting the train, getting the bus, using public transport. And secondly, I think is very important as well, is we have to take into account the fact that in rural areas, and I was talking about this over in Luxembourg during the week, where you don't have any other alternative other than to use the car, we need to make sure that the people are being
hopping in with somebody else, filling the seats.
The other thing that I know Maureen mentioned there about Connemara, if you're coming in from Headford or Ballinrobe into E84 and there's congestion there, single line traffic, if there's an accident, that you held in traffic. If you come in from Tuam, it's the same way. If you come in from Lochray, from Gort, you have motorways coming in and then you have stagnation. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you did a survey on it, Orna Drive is mentioned every morning on traffic reports, right, maybe two or three times a morning.
Of course it is, yeah, and we hear it.
And well, so we recognise there is an issue. What I'm saying to you and saying clearly, and I know Mairead will support me in this, is that we need to support the construction of the western of the outer ring road. We need to look at bus connects within the city.
Okay, and
we need to
look at park and ride. That. But see, what I want to say to you is, you have no argument with this government minister, because he has outlined all of the problems. He recognises them. He sees them, and he knows what the solutions are. So you're basically on the same page here.
Well, my argument, to be honest, is with previous Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments who have completely failed in this regard. Like, they failed to plan in the long term, and as a result of that, we have pure and utter traffic chaos in Galway City and around Galway for the people that are affected around Galway. That's really where my issue is.
But because Sean's for a long going to time, fix it all now, you see. So
there's a few things, right? Well, if he gets the support from his government colleagues who hadn't previously supported, I suppose, to the extent that they needed to. But he's right in terms of, like, if we look at Oranmore train station, this is a prime example, right? It's getting a passing loop and it's going to help in some aspects. But what we really do need to see is that double tracking all the way to Athenry, because that can then become a commuter style train. At the moment there, it can be totally overcrowded. We need to have a commuter style train from Athenry directly into Galway City. My view is we need to take a look at, is there a possibility of having a stop as well in Roscam? Because if you look at Roscam, there's thousands of houses between Roscam and Dhuiscar, and even just to get out of Roscam in the morning, or if you live in Burn Bheag, which is an estate in Roscam, you are talking about a very long time to just get out of the estate
onto the main road.
Just onto the main road, the Dublin Road. So if you're living in that area and if you could hop on a commuter style train, it'd be much easier. The Oranmore train station isn't that far away from it, but it's not safe to walk up there, realistically, for a whole bunch of people to walk up the coast road to Oranmore train station. That's not a reality for people.
Mairead, would you support a congestion charge?
No, I think the reality is with this concept of a congestion charge when there isn't the alternatives in place in Galway City. And what you're actually talking about, like, there isn't the alternatives, but also what if you're talking about a congestion charge, if somebody from Connemara or say Toom or wherever else they may be is coming in to go into Merlin Park Hospital, are you saying at that point that they're charged every time they have to go, they go in? We actually, Louis O'Hara, who's the Galway East TD, he had the Galway Advocacy Council in yesterday in the AV room in the Dáil giving a presentation, and they were from the Brothers of Charity in Galway, and they were talking about how, like, lack of rural transport options really hinders their ability to get access to work and that kind of thing.
But it might convince us to carpool more if there was a carpool, congestion charge.
So if a person in Connemara has an appointment in Merlin Park Hospital, who are they going to carpool with? Are they going to give a ring and get a break GDPR and find out who else has an appointment at that time?
But there's other examples, isn't there? I mean, you know, all of us travelling in to work on our own in the car, really we wouldn't consider carpooling unless there was some sort of an incentive to get us to do it. And I mean, you might think about it if you were facing a fiver charge for going into any city in the country.
Well, I used to commute down to Limerick every day. It was an hour and a half drive down to Limerick. I worked in a bank down there, and there was people coming from all over to work in that bank. And to be fair, I used to carpool with a woman who was living outside of Galway, but on the road down, we used to take turns because it was a very long drive and just, you know, you'd be so exhausted. And there'd be an awful lot of other people who would have carpooled at that time as well in that particular bank, just because people were coming from all over to go to work there. So I think, like, tax can only really change behaviour when there's an actual alternative, and realistically there isn't the alternative there. But when people, so I think what we need to see is we do need to see that double tracking. I really believe that we should be seeing more 24-hour buses across Galway City. I know there's a plan for one 24-hour bus route, but I do think there needs to be more, and we definitely need to see the Western Rail Corridor progressed.
It's a problem not confined to Galway, although I accept things are pretty bad there and we have the statistics to prove it. But this listener, Dee in Cork, says that her place of work is 15 kilometres away from her house, and in theory it should take 20 minutes. It's a daily lottery and can sometimes take over an hour. Add that up, it's a week's worth every month. Connell says build more roads only ever leads to more congestion. Build more light rail like they do everywhere else in Europe. Do you agree with that theory, Sean, that you build a road, it fills up, build light rail and you actually end up moving more people?
Well, I would say you invest in public transport. I met with, there's a proposal to put a glue in Galway City and I met with the promoters of that, and they're very, very positive. The NTA did a feasibility study on it, and they've said in certain circumstances, a Glusa light rail could work in Galway City. So we have them options, and as I said at the start, the Outer Ring Road is not a silver bullet, but it is a very major part of the solutions that I'm trying to bring forward. I would also say to you that in terms of carpooling, more of that can be done. Secondly, I think the other important thing we need to do is look at, as I said, driver behaviour. We need to make sure that their experience in public transport is a good experience. We need to make sure that there's no overcrowding. And in fact, when you look at the Galway to Limerick line at the moment, it's probably the fastest growing rail line in the country with over 630,000 passenger journeys last year.
And what do you think about a congestion charge?
Well, I do believe that, you know, what we need to do is we need to help people change their behaviour. I do agree with Maureen that there's no point in penalising people because of congestion if their alternatives are not there. So I think we need to invest first. And we have a unique situation in Galway City in that we have the major hospital in the city. We have a lot of residential on the west. We have a university in the city. We have the ATU on the
I get what you're saying about lack of alternatives, Sean. Sorry to cut across you. But in Dublin, there's loads of alternatives. So why not introduce a congestion charge in Dublin?
Well, I would say to you that until we have a full plan, we have already done a strategy for Dublin, and we will be looking at how that is performing at the moment. But I will say that, you know, Cork, Waterford, Galway, we're planning for the future. We're not planning for today. And I think the future is that we get change people's behaviour, get them into public transport. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is we have to provide this public transport if we're going to provide people with an alternative. And we also need to do our development in a way that we are doing what we call transport-orientated development, so that we build our residential close to our train station and close to where they get connectivity.
Well, everyone would be in favour of that, I think. Listen, I have to leave it there. Sean Canny, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, and Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD. Thank you both.